Thanks for being there. If you missed the opening hour of this morning's show, you missed out on a lively 60 minutes worth. We've heard from a couple of mothers listening to BBC Radio Cumbria this morning about their kids calling home to speak to mum. Now, this is kids who've long since flown the nest. Do they always ask to speak to mum? Does dad ever get a look in? A survey by the Post Office says that women spend more than 2 days a year on the phone just talking to their mums. 2 days a year? That's a lot of time chatting. It's led us to ask a question. What about dad? What about dad? Is he being bypassed? Is it perhaps because, let's face it, more often than not, we hear the phrase, your mother knows best. Text and let me know what you think. Cumbria 81333. When was the last time you phoned home? Was it mum? Was it dad you spoke to? Possibly both. What were you after? Was it advice? Was it money? Was it a babysitter for the night looking ahead to this next weekend? Is it because mum is a soft touch, or is it because motherly wisdom is just so, so good? Joining on the show now is Dr. Amanda Gummer, who's a child psychologist. She's also set up a website called fundamentallychildren.com. Very good morning to you then, Amanda.
Good morning.
I've been hearing from mums this morning. Strangely enough, no dads quick to the phone this morning for this particular subject. That perhaps itself speaks volumes. Do you find that kids, those that have flown the nest, will pick up a phone and it's mum as opposed to dad that they first or perhaps need to speak to then?
I think we need to be careful that we're not generalising too much, because there are children who pick up the phone to speak to dad, and you know, dads who are the primary carer are likely to have that kind of communication with their children. But the vast majority of adult children now had mums as their primary carers, and that's who they're used to communicating to. That's who they're used to telling about their day, and that habit just carries on even when you're not at home.
Well, it's interesting you say that. In our last hour together, we heard from Geronimo from Keswick. Her partner Scott, he was the stay-at-home dad when they started their family, and yet, and she was keen to put this on record without wishing to embarrass Scott, years down the line, if the kids are phoning home, it's still the practical things that they need to speak to mum about first. It's mum they go to and not dad.
The other factor in this is communication styles, and women are more chatty than men generally. So the sort of the phone call with a mother figure is likely to be a bit more sort of relaxed and reciprocal. And whereas if you phone quite often, a sort of a typical male communication style, you phone up, you say, "Dad, can you give me a lift to wherever, or how do I fix whatever?" They'll give you the answer. And then just sort of move on to the next thing and you know, hang up, and that's it's very functional. Uh-huh. So for the social, for the attachment, the relationship building, the phone isn't necessarily the best way to keep communication going and attachment going between men and their children. It's whereas because women are generally more verbal, it's quite a good way for kids to keep that kind of connection with their mums.
Do you have sympathy with dads listening into the show this morning? From what we've heard to date, and you've just said yourself there, that the more functional things. I was talking to my dad yesterday, and it was about financial advice, and we were talking pensions on the show. So following yesterday's show, went home, and I was pondering, I'm thinking, what do I need to do here? How much more should I be doing in readiness for a pension at some point in the future? It was dad I had that conversation with, not mum.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, you have the option of choosing who you call and talk to about different things. And I certainly, I would phone my dad for some things and my mum for others, and that's really great to have that option. I think if you're a dad listening to this and you want to have your kids talking more to you about things and being the one you ask for, who's asked for when you phone up a bit more, there's some simple communication techniques you can use. You know, asking them a question, asking them about their day, asking them, talking to them about something you've seen in the news, asking them, just taking a bit more interest and making it much less of a functional phone call. Mm-hmm. That will help. That will be a more pleasant experience for the child phoning, so they're more likely to do it again.
Coming back to this survey that we picked up on, it's a survey by the Post Office, Amanda, suggesting that women will spend much more time on the phone the men when it comes to speaking to their parents. And usually, girls, that relationship that they have with their mum, it's their mum that they're speaking to.
Yeah.
What would you read into that?
So that's the communication styles. Girls, so daughters phoning mums, you've got two people who typically like verbal communication, and they're likely to spend longer time doing that, and they're it's more rewarding, so they spend longer doing it. So if you've got a daughter phoning a dad, possibly if the dad's communication style isn't so verbal, so it's not so the conversation doesn't last so long, and the boy is phoning home and speaking to mum, maybe again possibly doesn't last so long. I would imagine that's largely to do with gender-based communication.
Okay. Are men generally just less chatty than women, perhaps?
Not all men, but, yeah, generally, I would say.
And it all boils down to the subject in the first place, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. You can get some, you know, boys and their dads talking about common interests, and, you know, certainly my brother and my dad can talk for hours about golf without, you know, needing to come up for air. Mm-hmm. But I think if it's a subject that's of common interest, and certainly if it's a sort of a problem solving or a solution focus, you know, if they're trying to, like you said about phoning your dad about practical advice for the finances and the pensions, you can have a long conversation with somebody because it's very problem solving, it's functional, it's got a point to it. Whereas women will often spend time just sort of with the social side of things, asking questions that don't necessarily need, they're not a problem that need fixing, it's just that social interaction.
Interesting twist that Geronimi put on to this conversation just before the 10 o'clock news this morning. She was in the pub last night speaking to a couple of girlfriends of hers. They were doing the research, they were doing the science for us, suggesting, and I put this one to you, this harps back to the cave dwelling years and the fact that the men would be out hunting and it was the women who stayed back to look after and to protect the children.
The communication styles are much more natural and are much more evolved between the children and their primary carers. And if you've spent your life being raised by your mum and she's been doing the primary caring, then she's the one who knows what questions to ask, knows how to talk to you about your day, knows what your likes and your dislikes are. It kind of, just carries on from there.
Interesting speaking to you this morning. Thank you, Amanda. Dr. Amanda Gummer, who's a child psychologist. She knows a thing or two. She also has set up a website. It's called fundamentallychildren.com.